This is Vibe Breakfast. I'm Luke, joined in the studio by BB Diamond.
Hiya. Hey, hello, Luke. How you doing?
I'm all good. How are you?
I'm very good, thank you. Really good. Thank you for having me.
No worries. We are loving your new single.
Oh, thank
Man
you so much.
Man or a Monster.
It's been good. It's good to get music back out again. It's been a while, so I'm excited. It's good to have it out.
For someone who's never heard the single, how would you describe it to them? Like, what's it all about?
Well, it's about a bit of a toxic relationship and kind of being in a relationship with a guy who cheats a lot.
Oh, gosh.
And, and basically just saying, do you know what? I'm worth more than this. And saying, you know, there's the good, the bad, but when it gets ugly, you kind of need to get out. Do you know what I mean? So it's a bit like that. And it's a track I co-wrote and was produced with Shifkey. So obviously Shifkey's the guy I did a feature with a while back, so it's good to work with him again. And, it's just a song that I've been itching to get out. I wrote it like a year ago. And I've been holding on to it and waiting for the right time to put new music out, and it just felt like the right time. So
you've clearly kept a good relationship then with Shifkey over the last couple of years.
Yeah, he's a legend. He's such a nice guy, and he's an incredible producer. Like, he's one of those guys when you get in the studio with him, you could just say, oh, I'm kind of feeling like I want this kind of vibe, like I want some R&B chords and maybe like I want it to feel slightly different, because I wanted my new material to feel quite unique and a little bit quirky. And so when we were in the studio, I was like, that's the kind of vibe I want to go for. And he just was like straight on it, played the chorus drop, and I was like, I'm in. Do you know what I mean? So he's incredibly talented.
And going back to what you said about the song was about, I guess that's really kind of relatable actually to people listening to the song. Like, I think like most people have
absolutely
gone through this in their life, haven't
they? Absolutely. And you know, a lot of people stick with the person that's cheated with them, and it's not, you know, it's not always the right thing. And when a relationship is toxic, it's the worst thing, because you've got this kind of, you've got this feeling of love and lust and all this, but then kind of mixed emotions if it's not right, you know, and it can just turn so sour so quickly, and you'd feel scared to leave or whatever, and actually leaving is probably the best thing you could do.
So this song is like a song you could play then to most people going through this and give them a bit of advice.
Yeah.
I know people that have just basically been what you described.
Well, there you go. Play it to them.
What's their support been like since releasing the song?
It's been incredible. I've had I'm a real Twitter, like I love Twitter and Instagram and stuff like that. So I'm always on there. And people have just been getting in touch on Twitter, and it's been so nice. Like, honestly, it's been incredible. And Billboard launched the track. They premiered it, which was incredible. Like, for me, I was like, oh, my God, Billboard! You know what I mean? So, it's had some incredible feedback. And, you know, thank you to you guys for playing it and stuff. So, yeah, it's amazing. It's just, been
great. I guess that makes it all worth it in the end. Was it like a load of hard work making the single?
Yeah, it was. Do you know what? Well, we wrote it in a day. It was it was really just one of those sessions where we were in the studio together and it just kind of flowed so quickly. Mm-hmm. And sometimes that happens and sometimes it doesn't. And we wrote the song really quickly, and I went away from the session and sometimes I have to have a day of not listening to a song to like let my head clear and actually work out if it's a song that I love or if it's something that I think could be for another artist or something. So I went away and kind of spent a day away from the track. And when I listened back to it, I was like, this feels good. This feels like me. And I felt connected to the track straight away. So, it was good. I went away and re-recorded all the vocals and stuff, because often you do like a demo vocal in a session. And sometimes I even know Adele has kept a few of her demo vocals on tracks, and I love that. And sometimes I have done that, but this track I felt like I needed to go in and really just like get the emotion behind the vocal and stuff. So I re-recorded it and then put it out a couple of weeks ago.
Sounding really good.
Thank you.
Talk me through like a day then in the studio. So you said that you wrote that in a day.
Yeah.
So what would that be like? You go in with the intention of writing this, or is it just like,
you never know.
Happened.
Do you know what? You never know. Sometimes I can go into a session. First of all, I always have to start a session with a brew.
Yeah.
You can't start a good session without a cup of tea. So I have a decent cup of tea or a coffee and then sit down, have a chat. Usually it's, if you're in with another writer or a producer and stuff, you kind of, it's good to sit down and talk about what you're going through at the moment maybe, or if there's an experience you've had that you want to kind of put across in a song or something like that. Or it could be that you've got like I'd written down in my notebook, Man or a Monster.
Right.
And it was something that I usually am awake at like 2 a.m, and that's when all my ideas start coming to me. And I have a notebook next to my bed. So I was like, Man or a Monster. So I jotted it down. And when we were in the studio with Shifkey, I was like, I've got this idea like Man or a Monster, and I want it to feel like kind of quirky and stuff like that. I want it to feel a bit weird. Do you know what I mean? Like with the drop and stuff. And he was like, right, I've got it. And then it kind of, I wanted it to feel like I was telling a story, like what it opens with, we've been having those late night drunk conversations. Do you know what I mean? It's, I don't think there's many people that haven't had a late night drunk conversation.
No, exactly. Most people, yeah.
Especially when you're at that point in a relationship where it's all going a bit sour. It's usually when you're drunk and you're like, I hate you. Why are you doing this to me? Do you know what I mean? So, yeah, so it kind of all just flowed really quickly. But, yeah, as I said, an idea for a track can either come from a melody that I've got in my mind, or it can be, like, sometimes when I'm on the tube, I'll, like, over-listen to conversations.
Oh, right,
that's
okay.
Really naughty, isn't it? Yeah. But if, like, I hear someone having a chat about something, I'll be like, oh, I'm going to
use... You can't not, though, on the tube.
I know. You're in such
packed?
Close proximity exactly. of people, aren't you? Like, yeah. So, yeah, so that's the kind of... That's where I get it from, really.
Well, let's press play on your latest single, Man or Monster. Would you like to introduce it for us?
Hey, this is BB Diamond. You're listening to Vibe FM, and this is Man or a Monster.
Vibe 107.6.
Because I've seen, you said earlier, you're massive fan on Twitter and you're always tweeting. I saw you tweet the other day saying you had two singles you were recording.
Mm-hmm.
Where are we up to with them? What's going on?
Do you know what? I'm in this position where I cannot make my mind up which one to put out next. And I'm kind of tempted to put them both out at the same time and just let people go, you know what, I like this one, I don't like that one, or I like this one and not the other one. I don't know, or I like both. Hopefully they love both. But yeah, I'm kind of... It's weird because I've never kind of been in that position where I feel like two songs could potentially be at the same point. Like,
right. You
know, usually there's one where I'm like, I want to hold on to that for a bit longer something like that. Whereas these two, I'm kind of like, I'm just very caught in the middle.
Are they both solo songs or any collaborations with these ones?
These are both solo songs, but I have got a collaboration coming out very, very soon.
That sounds exciting.
Very soon. Yeah, I'll actually tell you. It's with a guy. I don't mind. I'm not giving any secrets. I'll just tell you guys. It's with a guy called Ryan Blythe,
okay.
who is an amazing DJ producer guy. And it's basically a rework of an old classic.
Okay. These work like reworks of old classics.
And it's a tune. It's like... do you remember the song? I can't even remember what the other song's called, but it's basically it goes, dun, 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 that song. Do you remember that one?
I can't remember what it's called either.
I know, it's one of them tracks where as soon as I heard it, because I got sent the track, the instrumental, and I was like, this is sick, I loved it. And then as soon as I heard it, I started singing the top line straight away. I was like, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, mm-hmm, it's a cursive day out of your life. And I was like, right, I feel like that could be the hook. And so it's called Razor Glass.
So we got like three now potential singles. So
yeah, in the space of like hopefully a few months.
That's quite exciting, isn't it?
Yeah, it's really exciting. I'm just intend to put out as much music as I can this year. I've been in a studio writing for the past year. So it's kind of, I wrote like 100 songs in that year. A lot of them are pants, I'm not even going to lie. A lot of them are not great. A lot of them are going to be definitely going in the bin. But, you know, there's like a handful that I feel really strongly and passionately about. And, you know, in between now and putting more songs out, I'll be writing and then I might go, oh, I want to put that one out. So, yeah.
Have you ever thought about like maybe doing an EP or an album to get these out? Or are you just happy to release them as singles every time?
I don't know. Like, I feel like... I would love to create an album. Like, I'd love to create a body of work and, like, maybe like a concept album as well. That really appeals to me. EP wise, I think that, you know, I love EPs myself, but I feel like I'd just rather just continuously put out singles and just kind of put out songs, see how it does, put out another song, see how people are feeling about it. Mm-hmm. And I think that's what's great, like, especially being an independent artist, you can just put tracks out when you want to and see what reacts best and see how people are feeling certain things and if they're not feeling certain things, and it's all just a bit of an experiment. And for me, I just want to put out tracks that I feel passionately about. And I think that's, if I can go with my gut instinct of what I release, then hopefully that will come across in the music and you know, to the audience.
Definitely. And I think there's artists in the past that have like released two singles at once. I think Camila Cabello did this with Havana OMG. She released them both at the same time. And turns out Havana took off.
Exactly.
So like, it's like, whatever.
People connect to different things. Yeah, exactly.
So... release them both.
Yeah, I think I will. There you go.
Right, let's play your tune with Shift Key, Gone Missing.
Gone Missing.
It's one from a couple of years ago, isn't it?
Yeah, it's from a while back, yeah.
Let's play it. It's Vibe 107.6.
Vibe 107.6.
Man or Monster, out now.
So, let's play a game today called Man or a Monster.
Hey.
Really simple game. All you got to do is tell us, is this a man... or is this a monster?
Oh, okay, I love this.
Are
I love this already.
This?
Oh my God, I'm excited. Okay.
Right, listen to these four clips. Really simple. Clip one.
I'm going to see this guy Farquaad right now and get you all off my land and back where you came from.
I know who that is. That's Shrek.
Man or monster?
Oh, you can't call Shrek a monster, though.
He's not a monster, is he?
No, I'm going to say man.
He's going to go man?
He's an ogre, but he's a friendly ogre, so therefore he can't be a monster.
You know, we'll just give you the correct thing.
Yay!
For that. He's a man, because he does change, doesn't
he? Yeah, exactly.
What's the best way for BB Diamond to chill out after a long day? Would you watch a film like Shrek? Would you get it on?
Oh, yeah, I love films. I'm obsessed with them at the moment with, like, TV series. Like, I'm binge-watching, like, Netflix and stuff like that. I love RuPaul's Drag Race.
I've never seen this.
Oh, my goodness. No. It is so good. It's so funny. And then I've been watching Billions. Have you seen that?
Not seen this either.
Yeah.
I need to catch up then, because, like, I love, you know, Netflix over the weekend is always great, isn't it?
Yeah, exactly.
You've watched Breaking Bad?
Yeah, of course.
Better Call Saul?
Yes,
Walking Dead?
Of course. No, Walking Dead terrifies me.
I
would have nightmares. I'm like a really sensitive sleeper. Like, I will hallucinate and have night terrors. So, like, if I watched it, I'd be, seeing all sorts.
The thing with Walking Dead, it's one of them series that is very, like, graphic, and there's a lot of, like, zombie head bashing going on.
Yeah, see, I don't
know. It's not great, but
I'm worse.
Film-wise, is there anything you could watch over and over again? Because my girlfriend can literally watch one film once, and then that's it. She can never watch it again.
Oh, really? I watch all films over again. Yeah, I have to. I love. I love so many films. I'm trying to think what I've watched recently.
Step Brothers, good film.
Oh, Step Brothers, what a film.
I think that's like my most watched film.
Yeah, that's a classic. Like, it's one of those where if you want a bit of comedy, just like easy to watch, fun.
Exactly.
And I love Will Ferrell, so it's like...
Any Will Ferrell film.
Yeah.
Perfect.
Absolutely, yeah.
Should we move on? Clip number two, okay. Man or a monster?
Yes, you have personality, but dogs have personality.
Oh, who is that? Oh, it's Simon Cowell.
Simon Cowell. Is he a man or is he a monster?
He's a monster.
You're a fan of The X Factor. Do you watch it when it's on?
Do you know, I do like The X Factor. I don't really watch it because I'm always kind of usually out on a Saturday or something.
Okay.
So, but no, I do like The X Factor. It's produced some amazing, like, Little Mix.
Little Mix
have come from X Factor, so I'm all for it.
One Direction boys.
Absolutely.
Ollie Murs.
Exactly.
All these amazing artists.
Yeah.
I was going to say, were you one of them people that get up on the sofa, take away,
I am usually.
X Factor, or you just head out Saturday night?
Yeah, I mean, Saturday I try to, like, go and see family or something like that, or my friends. But usually, in fact, I was on Twitter the other day talking about this. I was like, should I go out on a Saturday night tonight? Takeaway and chill one this weekend.
Would you ever consider being, like, a judge? Because I think this year they're, like, completely rechanging the judges.
Really?
Yeah, there's, like, no Louis this year, no Sharon. Is it no Nicole Scherzinger, no Sharon.
Really?
So they're looking for the new judges.
Do you know, I would love to do it, but I think that I'd be so, like, I couldn't be mean. Like,
no.
Even if someone was terrible, I'd be like, you know what, though? You've got a great personality. Do you know?
Yeah.
I'd be terrible. I'd be like, I would just... And
just
as well,
crushing their dreams,
that's
really.
That's the thing. Like, I couldn't crush someone's dreams. Like, a dream is, you know, is so personal and just... Yeah, no, I would like to have the opportunity to do it, but I think I'd maybe be, like, too nice.
Too nice for it.
Yeah, everyone would get the ump with me for being too nice.
Let's move on to clip number three.
Yeah, phages are a bacterial class which literally eats things.
What's
this one
that?
Might be a bit difficult. Do you want me to play it again?
Yeah.
Yeah, phages are a bacterial class which literally eats things.
I don't know what that is.
You can feel free to pass this one.
Pass.
You're going to pass. That was the Beast from The Chase.
Oh, I love The Chase.
You love The Chase.
Oh, gutted.
I was going to say, would
the
you...
The Beast is my favourite.
Is he your favourite?
Yeah.
Yeah. Are you ever getting time to watch daytime TV, or are you really busy that you just never get to see it?
Oh, no, sometimes I get to watch daytime.
Yeah.
If I'm having an off day, like if my mind needs to not write a song, then, I definitely like a bit of daytime. And my mum and dad love The Chase. So whenever I go home, it's always like, when they get in from work, they're like, it's The Chase. So, my family are
quiz. It's a good TV show, The Chase, isn't it?
Yeah.
Do you reckon you'd be good on one of them?
No, I'd crumble. I'd be like, you know, like if someone asked you a question. Yeah. In that first round, you know, when you have to get the money up, I'd probably get like one question right. Do you know what I mean?
I think I have nightmares of that happening to me.
Would you go for the big money?
Yeah, I think I'd have to.
I would. I'd have to go.
You're there once, aren't you?
Go big or go home.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And like, if you're not, if you're going to walk around like £2,000 each, it's just like...
Yeah, exactly.
You want big?
Yeah, absolutely.
Let's move on to clip number 4. Let's see if you can get this one.
You know, I didn't do it alone. I have the world's best assistant.
Monsters, Inc.
Monsters, Inc.
Oh, I love Monsters, Inc. Is that Sally?
That is Sally from Monsters, Inc.
I've got, like, baby, like, cousins who are obsessed with Monsters, Inc.
Oh, I love that.
He's a monster, but he's a nice monster.
He's a cute monster,
yeah,
isn't he?
Yeah, he's a friendly monster.
I feel like this was a film that was huge when I was growing up.
Absolutely.
This was that like 2003 or something,
yeah.
So I was like proper little.
Yeah.
Did you always know you were going to be a singer from when you were proper little?
Yes. I mean, I've said this in interviews before. Like, I remember when, like, my mum always says to me, like, when you were tiny, you would, like, hide behind the curtain,
yeah,
and get me to introduce you to, like, my adoring crowd, which would,
yeah,
be, like, me dad and me nan, do you know what I mean? Just, and I'd be like, ta-da, and do a song. I love singing. Like, I can't even begin to explain. Like, it's... the feeling I get when I'm singing, or even, you know, even if I'm just singing in my shower, like, mm-hmm, I love singing, and being able to do it as for a living is the best feeling, you know. But it's hard work, and it's been a graft and a grind, mm-hmm, you know, to even get to this point. And, you know, to anyone who wants to be a singer, I would tell you now, it's probably not going to be easy. So, you know, just but
because from the outside, I guess it can just look like it's just, yeah, write a song, release
absolutely
it, and you're done. But
yeah,
yeah, much more hard work.
And do you know what? That may happen for some people, you, mm-hmm, know, but that would be like one in a billion chance.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? There's some magic that happens in that kind of thing. But I think that grafting and grinding towards, like, your goals, I think, is an important part of, because I think you then appreciate it when you get
exactly
to that point.
Exactly. It makes it better, doesn't it?
Yeah, exactly. And you understand the value of it, you know? So, yeah, it's definitely not been easy, but I've not given up, and I wouldn't give up. I love it too much.
Amazing. We're going to play another one of your singles right now then.
Okay.
But before we do, you scored 3.
Hey, 3 out of 4. That's not bad.
After passing the Beast from
Chase.
I
can't believe I missed the Beast. My mum and dad are not going to let me live that down.
Screaming at the radio. How do you not know that?
Yeah.
Okay, more with BB Diamond in a bit. Find out what she's gone for on Song Battles today.